MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:45 p.m. Two men were shot in Lawrence this morning. WCVB-TV reports that Lawrence police confirmed the shooting. However, no other details are available. A 17-year-old has turned himself into police in connection with the Revere Beach shooting 2 weeks ago. WFXT-TV is reporting today that he surrendered yesterday at a Boston courthouse. Last Friday, there was a fatal one-car crash in Boxford. The Salem News is reporting today that a driver riding alone struck a tree and was killed Friday afternoon. The paper reports that they have not been able to get many more details on the accident as Boxford police and state police continue to investigate. State Representative Jerry Parasella, who represents Beverly and half of Wenham, worked on the state's sports betting bill last session. He tells MSO News that so far, the Massachusetts sports betting law is working well.
Going really well. I mean, there was some discussion about how much money would the Commonwealth take in, and, you know, some folks were saying that probably be $50 to $60 million. But actually, in the first 2 months alone, the Commonwealth's taken in about $20 million. So I think the projections of the actual dollars coming in are higher than the projections. And plus, every entity that gets a license has to pay the Commonwealth $5 million. So just the licensing fees alone will probably bring in about $70 million. And then the sports bets themselves looking like it could be $80 to $90 million. So people love their sports in Massachusetts. Unfortunately, the Celtics and Bruins are out now, so that could affect it a little bit. But, you know, when football season comes, I think it'll be, you know, booming again. And it's good for the casinos because they have the sports books now, so it brings people in. And if people are betting on sports, they're also using, you know, the roulette tables, the slots and stuff, so that brings additional revenue.
The Salem Council on Aging is holding an event Thursday afternoon for caregivers of people with Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia battle. The event will host Karen Coppola, an experienced caregiver who explores often overlooked care strategies and resources. The event will take place at the Community Life Center, 401 Bridge Street, this Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. Finally today, two North Shore student-athletes were honored yesterday as the Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Year. Field hockey standout Maggie Sturgis from Askenomet.
Thank you so much. I really am honored to be here today and to accept this award. There's a lot of time that goes into these things, such as being an athlete and a student. And I know my mom's deal is always to get good grades before I could ever go to sports. So that was what came first in my house, and I'm so grateful that I got to do sports on top of being a good student. And thank you, Ms. Finnegan, for coming today. I really could not be here today without you. You were my rock throughout high school, and yeah, I wouldn't be here today without you. And thank you to my family for everything, for being there on all those nights that I would come in with like 20 bags and like dinner was on the table for me. So that was always great and nice.
Sturgis will attend Holy Cross this fall. The other winner, lacrosse standout, Jimmy Ayers from St. John's Prep.
Big thank you to the all the people here for Moynihan Lumber for 31 years of great job for all the student-athletes that come here. And I'm honored to receive this award in the presence of everyone else that won the monthly student-athletes, because there are some really good names on that list, some from my own school that I personally got to know, and it's been an honor to be here. A big thank you to my family for coming out and supporting me always, even when I have some tough times coming home, a lot of homework.
Ayers will be attending John Hopkins in the fall. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Guardians last night in Cleveland 5-4. The two teams play again tonight in Cleveland. High school tournament baseball today in D1. St. John's Prep plays host to BC High. Coach Dan Letard from Prep Baseball, they're playing better lately.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just improvement. I mean, we just saw it. The first half of the season, I think, was really difficult. We're having tough, tough defensive plays, just some pressure issues. Guys weren't handling pressure well. And then as we kept working and working and working throughout the season, I just saw a more confident team coming in, playing better, playing much better defense. And I think that's been the key. The pitching has gotten better. Everything has gotten better. So I think just improvement itself, I'm really proud of these guys. And the best part about the whole thing is they really get along together. And I think that's never an underrated thing when you're going into a tournament.
Other games today in D2, St. Mary's will host Reading. This is St. Mary's coach Derek Dana, his team a turnaround from the first half to the second half of the year.
You know, the kids trust in the process of, you know, team first baseball. You know, very rocky start. I knew we were going to be, this is the youngest team I've ever had. I hate saying that, but it is. It's factual. And there was going to be some bumps in the road, but it got really bumpy there at the beginning. And we played some games that, you know, weren't great, but they kept showing up at practice every day, and they were willing to work. And that second half, you know, you go 4-6 to 9-1. That's really just a testament to the kids, you know, sticking to it and staying together. They did a great job.
Also in D2 today, Masconomet plays at Westwood. Marblehead goes to Westfield. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi, his team 2-0 in the tournament, coming off a big win on the road earlier this week.
You don't see them. You don't see who they play. You don't get an opportunity to scout them, really. You know, we can't take anybody lightly. We're, you know, obviously beating at one of the top teams. Westfield's going to come in and be ready for us. So we just got to go out there and play our game, and hopefully we'll you know, get the good opportunities that we got in the Hoffington game and be able to take advantage of them.
Other baseball games today, D3 North Reading at Bishop Stang, Newburyport at Weston, Baypack plays at Amesbury, and Hamilton Wenham goes to Monument Mountain. The Salem News Sports Writers podcast is up right now on our website, and you can hear them discuss the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program, as well as Endicott College Baseball, and of course, all the high school tournament information from yesterday. And the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk will be on our website tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.